I got here as fast as I could. What's wrong? You look so upset, Sunshine. It's rare to see you like this. Oh, and don't you dare try to tell me it's nothing. I can tell something is off. Yeah, let me in, would you? All right, come on. Let's go sit down on the couch and you can tell me what's up. There we go. Okay, so you sounded a bit off in your message already, so I was already pretty worried about you. Like I said, I got here as fast as I could without causing an accident. Huh? Well, of course I'd rush over here for you. What kind of friend would I be if I just let you sit at home all by yourself feeling bad? No, it's a terrible one. That's the answer. Also, I've got snackies. Yeah, I still have some of your favorite snacks from home, just in case of an emergency. Here, I had the feeling that you might need them right now. Tell me, Sunshine, what's bothering you? You look like your grandma got trapped in a well or something. Wait, no. He broke up with you? Oh, jeez. I had a feeling something like that was gonna happen. Player's gonna play and all that. But you seriously did not deserve to get dumped like this. And over text, no less. I knew there was a reason I despised that idiot. I knew I didn't like him. No, you know what? To be honest, it made me really angry to see how little you were cared about, okay? But, you know, I didn't want to make it seem like I was jealous that you were dating somebody, and I was worried if I told you that, well, you'd get upset with me. And I definitely didn't want to lose you over something like that. Especially since I felt like, I don't know, as though you needed me during this time, you know? No, I would rather be quiet and be able to still be here than just say what I think and have you leave. Maybe I should have warned you. I'm sorry. It's just, you seem so excited about someone showing interest in you, and I didn't want to mess that up. What? No, hey, listen. You deserve to be in a relationship. A happy one, okay? I was just worried that my prejudice was getting the better of me. Because, I mean, why would anyone not want to date you? I mean, you're absolutely fantastic. I mean, you're a great listener, and you're funny, and you're incredibly sweet. And you're good-looking, too. Charming, if you want to be. I mean, anyone would be lucky to have a person like you by their side. I wanted to convince myself that that doof nugget actually had feelings for you. But it seems like my instincts were right. Even though this is the only time I wish they hadn't been. God, I'm so sorry, Sunshine. You don't deserve to get your light dimmed like this. But hey, listen to me. One rainy day doesn't mean that you're never gonna see the sun again. Sometimes you just need a few clouds to cool off and really appreciate the sun and the sky. You know, once everything's settled. Okay, I know that's cheesy, but it's probably true. And hey, maybe you'll even get to see a rainbow. Who knows? That is to just say, take your time, you know? Being upset and mourning about something is a very natural response. So just get everything out of your system. And if you feel like it, we can go to the forest later and you can scream as loud as you want to. It might help just blow off some steam, you know? Or you can come over to my place and we could cook something together and have a movie night. Some cuddles, too, if you're up for it. Or I could just give you some time alone, and you can just tell me when you're ready. Yeah, you can call on me anytime, sunshine. Even if it's 3 a.m. on a weekday, I will always pick up. I'd much rather have you talk to me than be asleep while you're feeling bad. And you know I'm just a message away. I can hop in my car and be at your house in about 10 minutes. 15 if I stop and get some snacks. But you know you can always just call me and ask me to sit in there and just be quiet with you, right? If that's what you need, then I will be more than happy to just sit in the silence. Or I can just come over to cuddle, no questions asked. Yeah, I won't force you to talk to me, and it'll be just hugs and snacks, okay? Yeah, whatever you need, sunshine. I care about you, and I want you to feel as good as possible. And if you need me to tear that damn schmuck apart, I will do so with joy. And if it helps you, I will bring that filthy head on a platter. And trust me, I will make it hurt. A person like that, they deserve pain. They deserve to be taught a lesson. Nobody is allowed to treat you like that and get away with it. And I will make sure that everybody knows that. And I will carve it into their skin if that's what it takes for these fuckers to fucking remember. Sorry, sunshine. I know I tend to get a little too passionate about this. I hope I didn't scare you with that. It's just pack mentality. They mess with my family, and I will fuck up theirs. I mean, you're probably used to that from me already, though, right? I don't know. I've always just gotten a little intense about the people I love. And, you know, my friends. No, oh, well, of course I love you, silly. You're my best friend after all. I just didn't want to make it sound, you know, odd. Well, since you just got out of a relationship and all that, I didn't want to make it seem like I had a crush on you. Yeah, I mean, the word love is very easy to misinterpret, especially when I use it like that. I just want you happy, sunshine. That's all I care about. And I do think that classifies as love, don't you? Yeah, I want to see you smile, and I want to be there for you when you're crying. I love the feeling of having you around and getting to hang out with you, and the warm cuddles and the disastrous foods we cook. No, I wouldn't trade any of that. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. And I won't let anyone take that from us. We're a team, sunshine, and a great one at that. That's what I meant. Yeah, maybe it's silly, but I don't care. I just want to get to be with you. I mean, be around you. Yes. I do love you, sunshine. Very much so.